practically all you newspaper people, the clown said, get it badly mixed up with sentimental junk. But you are a chap with an intelligent face. I am not crying on the inside. I am no brave faker. On the contrary, I am a simple laugh, and the laugh pretends to be about nothing in particular, and not the answer to anybody's especially difficult question. Nor do I pretend that the world is really, in its deep center, utterly pleasant or lovely as a joke, or that it feels good to be crucified. Laughter is the sign of an emotion that is like other emotions, but more transient and less related to the problems of the man who displays it. It is my specialty, and all laughs are mad laughs. I realize that I could argue that these red polka dots are spots of blood and that I laugh to explain them. But any reason is a false reason. Polka dots are as crazy as polka dots, or as the light heart itself, which suddenly laughs in the shuttered room that is real and unhappy, where the old without chances talk to the young without hope. Men dying of cancer, even, lift for a second in their hollow bodies no hope, but a lightness like air. They don't stay lifted. What will stay lifted? If even for men dying there is my madness, who puts me out of work? The clown cartwheeled across the dressing room and bowed. I found a number of poems that I've, you know, left out of books, but this is the strangest one. Because about 20 years ago, the New Yorker published its New Yorker Anthology of Poetry. Now, when the New Yorker buys a poem, when you sign the check, you sign a little contract that says that they can reprint it in any damned anthology of their own they want to, and they don't even have to consult you. So when the New Yorker Anthology arrived in the mail, I didn't know that it was coming. I didn't know I was in it, etc. So I looked back in the index immediately, and there I was with a few poems, and they had left out the two best poems I'd ever published in the New Yorker, but they had printed a bunch of them, and I looked down, and I said, oh, that one, and then I saw one called The Clown, and I thought, I never wrote a poem called The Clown. And I turned to the page, and I began to read it, and I was so amused. The New Yorker is so persnickety about accuracy, you know. And here they were publishing a poem that, you know, it's a terrible poem, that I'd never written. And when I got about three quarters of the way through, I remembered it. You know? And I hadn't looked at it since that time. And just now, when I was putting together the collected poems, I decided I ought to look at that one again. And then I looked at it and I decided I liked it. That maybe the New Yorker had been right in the first place. You know, horrible to admit, but anyway. If you don't agree, just, you know, don't tell me.